Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith and as always I am joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, well, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. Now, we had a discussion and we feel that there are far too many options and film is just way too easy to watch nowadays. So we're telling you what you can watch this week from the comfort of your own home. Last week, we were up in Edinburgh for Shallow Grave.
Yeah.
This week, where are we? What are we watching, Ben?
It's Sunday, 30th of January, 8:30, film four. Now, I did have a good look around the old Radio Times this week, and I do like this film. It's Widows.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen.
Very good.
Viola Davis. Very good film. It's 10 to 12:40 a.m., slightly late watch. It's based on a Linda LaPlante.
I have seen this. Do the husbands die and the widows carry out the crime?
Yeah.
It's a good film. Yeah, I like it.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's really good. So, yeah, there we go. Sunday, 8:30, 30th of Jan, Widows, film four. Join us. Steve McQueen, very good film.
So, in Extraterrestrial, we do quite a lot. We cover quite a lot of bases. But we're going to start off by sending Ben away in his private jet for a little game of, because it has turned into a game now, hasn't it, Jack?
Mm.
Of Sofa Cinema Club around the world.
Can you imagine if it was a game show? Where have you been this week? I'd get the audience to shout out. Where have you been this week, Ben?
I don't know if you know about this, Ben, but I told Jack. There's this new game show on ITV called Limitless, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And there's no limit on the money you can win.
Well, how's that work?
Apparently, you can win, like, billions.
It's limitless.
There's a chance you can.
The first episode, the person won £500,000 on the first episode. And there's an interview, because Ant and Dec host it, there's an interview and they say that the most money someone played with was £1.75 million and they lost.
Oof.
But that's not limitless.
Well, it is, Ben, because you just keep playing. I think after you get past a million, it goes up in like quarter of a mils and you can just play for as long as possible.
And also, the question's going to get
harder and harder and
you're going to have to bet your money, aren't you?
Yes.
Would you bet 50% on this question?
Yes.
And then in the end, if someone's going to win like 200 million, you go, I'm thinking of a number between one and a million. What is it?
Yeah.
Four. Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
You've lost. Oh. Ben around the world is not limitless. It's no, the reverse of a game show.
Especially a game show of a budget. A limitless budget.
So I've gone around the world. I've gone on a private jet, Colson tells me, which is nice. Thank you. Straight off, I'm not mucking around. No game show for this. Dominican Republic.
I've been there and I know we're massive.
Oh, have you been to the Dominican Republic?
Yes.
Nice?
Yes, very nice. It's the Lovely. Caribbean.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Great. Holiday?
Holiday, beach. And when I've been over there, some people have stopped me and said, podcast good.
Ah, how many people stopped you and went, podcast good?
One, obviously.
Is that your guess?
No,
There's always a one in there. You've just got to find
He's always got a one in him, as Ben.
You said that last week. I don't remember anyone laughing then.
I think it's going to be bigger because I think it's just coming into January time.
Do you know what? You're very good at this, Jack, because you think about it properly. That's the idea with this game show. It's not just a guess. It's logic. Coulson does it sometimes when he thinks, when we went to the Olympics in Japan, you thought then.
Mm.
It's not just willy-nilly.
After Christmas, a lot of the New Yorkers fly over to the Dominican Republic because it's only like 45 minutes, an hour.
With all that in mind...
That's their Spain.
Just a number. That's all we need, Jack. We just need it. We're going to have to rush you for an answer here.
With that in mind, five.
Oof. Five. Jack's gone five. I am going to go, Quizmaster Ben, a whopping three.
You won't get invited back. It's 14.
Ooh,
it's 14. I'm not mucking around.
No, it's
14?
Can I ask a question whilst you're on the private jet? I don't know if you'll know the answer. How many in Jamaica this week? Has that come up?
Jamaica? Jamaica's always there. I can look.
Certain someone's sister might be in Jamaica, so I'm just trying to work out, you know, if she's been listening or not.
I don't think it's big numbers, if I'm honest, but I'm going to have a look now. Mauritius? No. Japan? No. Trinidad and Tobago? No. Where are we now? Oh, it's not looking good, you know. It's not looking...
She's not listened, has she?
No.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Right. Israel. Tel Aviv. My brother used to live there. You've got to think about this. This is not just a throw-it-out-there number.
I'm going to drop the one bomb.
Gee, if he's got it in him, Jack, he would have flipped it to second up, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If he's got it in him, he would have flipped it to second up. But I'm going one last. But I'm going eight, you're going one. Ben?
Two.
Now, we're both going the same number here, Jack, aren't we?
Do you know what? Caution to the wind. This game show, you know when you said it's limitless, give as much money as we... Basically, I make it up. So the limit is whatever I make up. Lithuania.
It was big last week.
Yeah.
What was it last week? 17.
It doesn't work like that, this game show.
23.
I mean, just to be stubborn, I'm going to go one, but it's definitely not.
It's 10. It's 10. You've missed out. But coming in for Honduras.
Honduras.
We've never had it. And I love that. Honduras. I mean, I'll tell you what, I've journeyed. Honduras. How many in Honduras?
One.
Jack?
Three.
One, it's one.
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
It's one. Normal order's been resumed. Honduras with one. But there's some big numbers there from around the world.
Now, the other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home. However, we're taking a bit of a different spin on that this week because we're hearing from you guys at home who just happen to be subscribed to us on Patreon. So if you're subscribed on Patreon and you've left us a review, a comment, get ready because Ben is about to reveal all. And if you've not subscribed on Patreon and you feel like you're missing out in having your review read out, all you've got to do is go to the link, which is www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. Ben, what are they saying?
Okay, so...
I want my money back.
A question's been posed to our Patreon. Are you a Coulson, Jack or Ben? Whose films do you like? Just a quick question for the weekend. Whose movie taste do you take after the most? Coulson, Jack or Ben? Lots and lots of people on the answers here.
Mm.
Nancy, I like some of Coulson's picks. I like Ben's too. Nothing for Jack. Kirsty, such a tough question. But after watching that bicycle nonsense, it's definitely not Ben. Coulson earned extra brownie points for me for his rating of Nativity and Jingle All the Way. So I suppose I have to go with Coulson. But some of his choices are mad. I wish I was more like Jack. His hidden gems are spot on. Two hands up, kind of clapping emoji.
I like that one.
This is why the podcast is so good. You're all so different. You're like bacon and maple syrup. You shouldn't work together, but you just do.
I've never had bacon and maple syrup.
Oh, it's awful. It's dog shit.
It's lovely. I have it almost every Saturday. I think probably about 80%. Oh, this is Daniel Cooper. I think probably 80% Jack and about 20% Coulson thrown in. I don't always like the picks, but there's always a place for an absolute shit film every now and then. Mercedes Chapman. I would have to say mostly Ben. I'm close in age and grew up watching all of the older artsy movies due to my mother's love of all things old, British and black and white. Alfred Hitchcock was her all-time fave.
That's good. Good answer.
And then Lynn Rose, funny, smart and good-looking. Ben, of course.
Oh, God.
I thought that was a descriptive word for each of us. But no.
Yeah, I thought she was describing the whole fucking podcast.
I'm the funny one, Ben's the smart one, Jack must be good looking.
It's great reading them out because I can have a little look round to see which one. Now, there's a really good one here. Suzanne White Duck. Great question. While I do still love many of the films from my childhood, like Coulson and the nostalgia they bring, I absolutely admire Ben for his film choices because I love the technical and artsy side of film, and hearing him talk about his experiences and what he thinks of film is always fascinating. However, I would have to say I take after Jack the most when it comes to films. We are close in age, and I think I grew up watching the same films as him. Most of Jack's hidden gems I've already seen, and the ones I haven't have been great picks to watch.
There you go.
You are all so brilliant. This was a hard one to answer. Sweating smiley emoji.
Great praise.
You know, when they've been thinking that emoji.
Now, obviously, this podcast is all about film, and it was started because of our love for film. And one big thing to do with film is the cinema. Now, each week we've been running a competition for someone at home to win a trip to the cinema. And last week, we turned round and said to you, if we don't have a synopsis, it's game over. The competition stops.
Yeah.
Up steps Jen Entwistle, who has been out in Viewbury. And here is what Jen did on a day at the cinema.
Thank you, Sofa Cinema Club, for my Vue gift card after winning the competition. We went to the cinema on Friday, me and my friend Jess. We went to watch Scream 5. Yeah, it's 5. And do you know what? It was really good. Even though the film was rubbish, but it was good, if you know what I mean. If you watch a horror in the cinema on a Friday, it's like a comedy, because when something silly happens, everyone laughs. What did we eat? We both got a brew because we're old women, and then I got an ice cream sundae and she got a pick and mix. But yeah, thank you so much again for the tickets, and love the show. Ben is brilliant.
Oh, what? Hey, Jen, come on, brilliant.
I'll tell you what.
She got it all
in. You might be turning on Bury Christmas lights the way you're going here, Ben.
I'm on for Bury. What I love about that is, Scream 5, she said what she'd seen.
Is it 5? I thought it was 4.
No, Scream, that's the one that came out, literally came out on Friday, I think, yeah.
It came out on my birthday, didn't it?
Yeah.
On the 14th, it came out.
What's interesting is, she's gone for a cup of tea for a drink.
I'd probably do that.
Would you, Jack?
Yeah, I'd do that. Tea, little bit of chocolate, or something like some sort of ice cream cookie dough.
That's what she had, ice cream sundae.
Yeah.
Would you do something to dip into the tea there?
No. I'm not a fucking psychopath.
So she had ice cream sundae. Her mate, what was her mate called?
Jen and Jess, wasn't it?
She went pick and mix. But the pick and mix, I have to say, at the cinema, is a bit of a con, isn't it? Because it's a dangerous game, pick and mix at the cinema. So you can easily spend 15 quid.
Yeah.
You see, this is where it gets a bit annoying, I think, pick and mix. If you stick with UFOs, you've got a million. You're fine. You've got a million. Of course the kids go straight for the heavy snake. Put the heavy snake back. Marshmallows, yeah. UFOs, go for your life. Even maybe a bit of a dolly mixture. But if you go heavy snake, we're into 5 quid.
Heavy snakes, giant cola bottles, any of them. White chocolate mouse, not a chance.
Not a chance. Fuck right off.
And also the kind of gobstopper chewing gum thing.
Yeah. No.
Well, you've blown it. That's what I used to say to the kids. I said, well, you've blown your allowance in one snake and one gobstopper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But that's fantastic. Great synopsis. Got it all in there. And Ben's brilliant.
It really is great to hear from you guys at home to find out what you did on your trip to the cinema. And remember, if you have won the competition, we do want to hear from you because it really does make our week. Ben, who are we hoping to hear from next week?
Lauren Crawford. Now, she lives in Kelso.
Where's that?
She's going an hour away to the cinema. She's going Vue, Edinburgh.
Where's Kelso?
An hour away from Edinburgh, believe it or not, Jack.
Kelso's in Scotland, but I think it is just... I seem to think it was just on the border. Oh, it is a bit. I know exactly where it is because I go through it. Up from Newcastle, you're going up by Berwick and then you're on to Edinburgh. It's a fair drive. She's won. Lauren Crawford, Kelso, going to Edinburgh View. Good on you.
Well, it's not just a trip to the cinema then, is it? It's a road trip. So we're expecting to hear it all when we get her voice note.
That's a 2-hour there and back.
It's a full day, Ben. Full day.
If she goes and watches The Godfather Remastered, it's a seven-hour trip
seven
out.
Seven-night stopover at the cinema.
We might have to put her up in a hotel. We'll get producer Henry to send you a voucher for Travelodge as well.
Brilliant. So there we go. Lauren Crawford, Kelso, off to Edinburgh. Brilliant.
Well, that is all we've got time for in this week's episode of Soap Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I hope you've enjoyed a little injection into your Monday morning of us. And remember, if you want to hear more from us, we're back on Thursday where it is our main ep and we're watching your choice of Pretty Woman. And we're really looking forward to reviewing it for you. You can keep in touch with us in the meantime on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you want. We're there at Sofa Cinema Club. Remember, if you want to subscribe to us on Patreon, it is easy. All you've got to do for the price of a large popcorn is head over to www.patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub. There's more content on there with ad-free episodes. We're busy working away, making more episodes and more YouTube for you coming very soon. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.